Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, the legendary Evan Jenkins. And we're wondering who's going to be the next great star in Detroit. I mean, the young players, 25 and under, who possibly are going to take that step to superstardom. Now, Evan, I think we did this when we first started doing our podcast a couple years ago, and it was kind of a thin list. There really weren't that many players that fit into that category. But now there are a number of players who've shown the promise to be stars. And we haven't had one of those in Detroit for a long time. Miggy, he was in his prime. Your guy, Miggy, a long time ago. JV, you know, Scherzer, all those other guys. It's been a long time since we've had a star player in this town. Who is going to be the next star? So I'm looking at this list, and I'm trying to think of somebody. So the player that I came up with, who I think is going to be the next great star in Detroit, is Lucas Raymond. Oh, no. Is that absolutely crazy, or is it not? Because I think Lucas Raymond, at his age and what he's done, looking at him at the World Championships, which nobody watches except for the true hockey geeks, where he got real intense, it looks like he's about ready to take the next step.
You know, you always hear with professional athletes that just sometimes it just clicks, right? Like they go through it and all of a sudden the game slows down. And obviously I'm a hockey novice. I don't watch as much, but I know at the end of the year, it was Lucas Raymond that was putting the team on his back and scoring the goals. And so I always put it, when we talk about stars in sports, would I pay to go see that guy play? He's one of them right now that, like, I parachuted in at the end of the last year to see if they were going to make the playoffs. He was exciting to watch, and I would go pay to see him play.
Yeah, so but that's a little bit out of the box, I suppose, because you have Cade Cunningham, right? 1-1 pick. Mm-hmm. You have Amara St. Brown, still under 25, tremendous player. I think, you know, Aiden Hutchinson is, to me, he's an edge rusher. And Aiden Hutchinson is a great player. He had 33 quarterback hits last year. 33, you know, and 11.5 sacks. Plus, he makes other plays. He's obviously a great player. Can you put Penny Sewell on the list? Can an offensive tackle be the big star in town? Or is that a bit of a reach? Because there's not a lot of stats and different
things. I think it's a little bit of a reach until you see his pregame videos when he's hyping up the team. And you're like, okay, so not only is he hyping up the team, but then he's going and backing it up on the field. And I think if they keep using him, putting him in motion, a lead blocker, maybe every once in a while he's catching a pass, like those are the kind of stuff that like will get national attention. Like, he's already in the football world known as, like, probably the best right tackle in football, period, right now. And for fans to notice him, I think it's a little far-fetched right now, but I think he's on that cusp, Pat, that, like, people would go – listen, if you go to pay to watch an offensive lineman, you know you're doing something special, right?
Well, could he be the face of the franchise? That's for sure. His value as a younger player is through the roof. But this isn't necessarily about value. It's about, like, who from Detroit's going to be that superstar that is going to be on SportsCenter all the time, will capture national attention and become, like, this generation's Biggie or Iserman or Isaiah or whatever. Those guys, the Red Wings have a couple options on this. And there's a couple sleepers on my list here when I look at it. Mo Sider, but one thing about Detroit, Nick never became what Iserman was or even Sergei was in the minds of fans, even though he was the best player from that era, without question. Yes. So can a defenseman do that?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because you're right, because Lidstrom really didn't get his due until he was the captain with Zetterberg and Datsyuk, and, like, it was clear cut. Because you're right, the Isermans, even when Brett Hall and all those guys joined on the team, they always overshadowed them. I think a defenseman could, because Sider also scores goals. And let's be honest, everybody loves offense more than they love defense, right? And so I do think he is a viable option.
Yeah, his value is understated because he hasn't scored that many goals yet or scored points to rack them up. So, but he's a great player. To me, the underrated one on this list is somebody that's never even taken a shift in the NHL or played in the NHL, and that's Sebastian Kosa, the goalie. If the Red Wings had a great goalie, which they've never really had the top end goalie, I think Oscar belongs in the Hall of Fame with Mike Vernon, who got in and all that. I've said that, but they've never had that, like, hey man, we've got the star goalie like Patrick Waugh or some of these,
or Felix
guys.
Potvin, or like one of those.
Well, they've had goalies that were better than Felix Potvin,
but he was huge in the early 90s, man. The Cat, everybody was talking about him.
Just looking at that, Kosa could be a great player, you know, play, you know, if he were to lead the Red Wings to a cup or two, and I could actually see that. He outplayed Askarov a lot last year, and Askarov was from Russia, was he's the generational goalie talent, that the reason Nashville is probably going to get rid of Soros. So they're in a position, the Red Wings, to, you know, possibly have a great goalie. And, you know, goalies are kind of funny. They take a while and all that, but this kid's moving very, very quickly. What he did at Grand Rapids this year was actually exceptional, and he played so well in the playoffs. So I would look at him as, you know, kind of the sleeper. My sleeper for the Lions is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because he's a, yeah, I know he's a back, and we talk about value all the time when it comes to the draft. Obviously, Sewell, a tackle. Obviously, Hutch, you know, an edge rusher. There's more value in a certain sense. But who scores the touchdowns and who makes the plays? Who's the one that lifts you out of the seat? Jahmyr Gibbs has a chance to be like, I think he's a Christian McCaffrey-like back. I really do. He can run hard inside and can catch the ball, and he's got that speed in the open field. And, you know, to me, we may be talking about him as the best back in the NFL after this year.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought him up because I was on a Jahmyr Gibbs kick yesterday, and I was like, I was watching his highlights. I bought his rookie card.
And, oh, wow.
And you just – he can stop on a dime. He can make people miss. And I think those are all very important things when it comes to stardom, is that you make that highlight reel. And he is a guy that will be featured on SportsCenter a lot Sunday evenings this upcoming year.
Another player, corners get a lot of attention. You know, Neon Deion, Richard Sherman, those guys always had a lot of attention on them. Sauce Gardner, Terrion Arnold has got kind of that corner's personality there. And could he be a guy that does that? Because I can't even believe the Lions got him in that draft. I'm just stunned by that.
Yeah, so you're right, because corners are interesting. Like Darrell Revis, when it was Revis Island, it was people weren't throwing at him. Like, but yet he was still the biggest name there for the Jets. Deion Sanders was obviously a huge name because he played baseball. He was prime time. He was colorful. He was hanging out with MC Hammer on the sidelines. He was doing all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, even like a Jalen Ramsey, if this kid goes out there and shuts down your one or two receiver, let's say he has four or five interceptions on the year, I think he's going to be a guy that you're going to see a lot of number zero jerseys in Ford Field this year. And he's already got the cool nickname. What are they calling him? Sub-Zero or something like that?
Sub-Zero, yeah. It is a cool nickname.
I think all of that stuff plays into it, you know? Like, think about all the T-shirts that could already be made up for this guy. And when he had the comment of, I would push my own mother down in front if she was standing in front of me. Like, those are the kind of things that go a long way with fans. And you know this as well. If you're winning, it's going to make you even more likable. And I think that's where you're right about the Lions. Because I couldn't tell you any quotes that Jahmyr Gibbs said last year. Like, nothing sticks out to me, but that play on the field, that really sticks out. And I think Arnold is going to have the quotes and the play.
Right. And he plays a position that gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
He's going to be up against Justin Jefferson and all these great receivers in the NFL. So I would say that he's my sleeper's Gibbs. I really think Arnold's another sleeper, and Sebastian Coase is a sleeper. We haven't mentioned any Tigers here, all right? So I don't think – Torque, I think his stock is down.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. Mm-hmm. Riley Green, I don't see Riley Green as necessarily being somebody who just captures everybody's attention, or he's going to be the superstar player. I think he's going to be a real solid major league player for a long time, probably get a number of all-star appearances. You know, the team is – at some point, I think, going to be pretty good. He'll be part of that team when it's pretty good. But he's more of a great all-around player than somebody that is a star.
And right.
So in order for him to get that, it's a little bit understated what he does, even though he makes those spectacular catches. So I don't see that. I think there's some Red Wing the Tigers, the Tigers that would be on the list, they might be guys that aren't here.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Job has got that Paul Skeens kind of thing going for him, where people look at him and he's possibly looks unhittable. Max Clark is Mr. Personality.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy that definitely understands social media, understands all the different things that goes on.
He's got
he's
the
one
hair.
Hell of a, yeah.
He's got it all, man.
He's one hell of a player. So I think those would be the guys that possibly have a chance for the Tigers. Scooble's 27, so he doesn't qualify for this list.
Yeah,
so,
I think Colt Keith still has a chance. I mean, he really has to kind of step it up. But I think you're right. Jackson Jobe is the guy. What is he, 19, 20 years old right now? If that guy comes up to the major leagues, you remember Joel Zumaia took this city over throwing 100 mile an hour. Right. If Jackson Jobe comes in, he's starting, and he throws five pitches a game that are 100 mile an hour. I mean, look at all the hubbub that Tarik Skubal created from throwing 101.7. One pitch. Now, if Jobe goes out that and does that multiple times each outing, fans here are going to go crazy over him. Period. Yeah,
if they have Jobe and Skubal at the top of their rotation, man, that's going to be something. That's going to be – it's always fickle with pitchers in their arms, but those two. So, okay, Evan, I've said that I think the athlete that's going to be the one that takes over and is going to be the star, that's going to be super popular here, will be Lucas Raymond. All right, so who do you have?
After talking this all through, it's Jahmyr Gibbs for me. I think he's going to be able to do it all. I mean, I think he's going to have a game this year where he's going to have 100 yards receiving and rushing. Like, you're right. He is going to be our Christian McCaffrey. And, I mean, hell, Christian McCaffrey was just named the cover athlete of Madden yesterday, right? So he is the face of football in some perspective. And I think a guy like Jahmyr Gibbs, because let's be honest, he's not going to have to take on the full load like Christian McCaffrey has to, because he has David Montgomery back there with him to take some of that off. But that's where he is so – he's such a lightning bolt and lightning rod that, like, once you put the ball in his hands, it's kind of like – I don't want to compare him exactly to Barry Sanders, but anything could happen when the ball is in that kid's hand. So, for me, it's Jahmyr Gibbs.
Hey, what do you think? We want some response. Don't forget to like us, comment, download, wherever you get your podcasts, the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. It's Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. Put these up on my Twitter account. Now it's X. And Evan does as well. And check us out also on Facebook, the 97.1 The Ticket Facebook page. And, of course, the 97.1 The Ticket X account. We're all over the place. You can get us wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate it. Until next time, we'll see you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.